All right, Tavos, and you'll feel free once the food is open. I can't, even Rabbi Nachman can't compete with Erev Shabbos challenge. And maybe the Ribbon Shalom can, not Rabbi Nachman. So I want to share with you really two beautiful pieces today from Vayikra that ultimately we'll see we'll weave together in a beautiful, beautiful tapestry. So let's take a look. Page one, by paragraph A. So remember again, the parasha begins. We're actually going to spend some significant amount of time on this pasuk between today and tomorrow and Emir Tashem on Shabbos. So the pasuk says as follows: Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'yamart aleim. Speak to the Jewish people, say unto them, Adam kiyakriv mikem karban laHashem. If a person from amongst you, Yonah, thank you very much. Person from amongst you will go ahead and bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon takrivos karbonchem. So if you want to bring a carbon, where do you bring your carbon from? From bakar, from cattle, tzon, sheep, shall you offer up your carbon. So we'll see, if you take a look at paragraph A, so Rabbi Nachman says something so beautiful. Now, remember again, there's no lack of Torah on this pasuk, because there isn't, we'll say, please, take. There's incredible profundity in this. Someone has to be the Nachshon Ben Arina. That's good. The Makom She'enish. So the Rebbe says something amazing. If you see the paragraph, Adam Kiakrim Mikem Karban LaHashem Min HaBehema. If a person, remember again, the literal taitch of the pasuk is if a person will go ahead and offer up from you a carbon to Hashem Min HaBehema. Writes the Rebbe, Iker Kavonos Klal Kala Karbonos Kedei Lahanos Lahalos Hanefesh Mechai. See, it says the Rebbe something amazing. All of life is about a struggle between the guf and the nefesh. All of life is a struggle between physicality and spirituality. That's what it is. It's an ongoing, profound struggle. So ultimately, again, says the Rebbe, the entirety of existence, Iker klal kalar kabanos, kedei lahalos hanefesh mechai, limedaber. See, Rebbe says in the world of at some point, somebody has to keep it. And so in the world, so remember again, there are different dargas. There are different levels, ultimately, again, of existence. There's what's called chai. So chai, ultimately, again, means that something is alive. And then there's medaber. Medaber is a higher form. For example, a plant is chai. A chicken is chai. That's a level. As opposed to a rock, which is domain. Rock, right, is inanimate. That's different than a human being. A person has the ability not just to be a chai, but to be a medaber. The ability to go ahead and speak. The ability to go ahead and articulate thought through cognition and verbalization of those thoughts is the highest levels. And the Rebbe says, all of life is trying to go from a chai to a medaber. I don't want to be a plant. I want to be a medaber. Mi behema la'adam. The struggle, and we'll say we all struggle with this each and every day. Each of us in different ways, because part of us is a behema, and part of us is an Adam. Part of us is animalistic, and ultimately, again, part of us is incredibly refined and almost divine in nature. This is the struggle we deal with. I'm part behema, but I'm also part Adam, and my goal is to transcend my behemios. The goal, ultimately, is to try to overcome the inner animalistic parts of myself in order to become an Adam. That's the struggle we go through each and every day. So says the Rebbe, Va'alkin, Kisha Adam Chote, V'nimshach Achar Taivas HaGuf. So therefore, again, what happens? When a person sins, and he goes ahead and he finds himself being drawn after the desires of his body, Alkin Tzarech Lahavi Karban Behima, Sha'al Yidei Zeh, Chuzer Umachnia Bechinas Behima Bechinas Guf, Umala hanefesh lebechinas adam, bebechinas adam kiakim miken karban lahashem. So there was something amazing, and I will say this: the truth is, many of the svarim highlight this particular idea on many different levels. That what's the idea of a carbon? So I will say, when a person goes in and brings a carbon, what does he do? The Rebbe says, sha'ayi deizeh chozer umachnia bechinas behema. I will say, when I bring a carbon, when I bring an animal sacrifice, what I am doing is I'm offering, slaughtering, incinerating, offering up my behemios, my own animalistic tendencies and desires. And I will say, all of us struggle with this inner behemios. All of us struggle with these inner animalistic desires and wants. And there are certain parts of our behemios that just are what they are. For example, no matter how much I want to overcome the physical desire to have to eat, not going to happen. I could refine it. I could channel it, I can infuse Kiddusha into it, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to overcome it. So there are different aspects of this behemoth. There are certain animalistic tendencies that we can overcome and stamp out. There are other things, ultimately, again, that I can't overcome and stamp out, but I could channel in a different way. And says the Rebbe, this is the entire essence of a karbon. Al kein tzarech lahavi karbon behema. Therefore, I bring my karbon behema sha'al yedezeh. Chozer umachnia bechinas behema, bechinas guf, uma'ala hanefesh lebechinas adam. When I place that behema on the altar, ultimately, again, what am I doing? I'm going ahead and I'm lifting up, I'm offering up, I'm giving up my behemios. I'm saying, I don't want to be a two-legged animal. That's not how I want to go through. I don't want to be a two-legged... I want to say, you know, there are two-legged animals in this world. There's a lot of two-legged animals in this world. People who just live their lives for the most base desires. I don't even mean like illicit things or better things. But I will say, you know, sometimes it's amazing to see what you see people run after and what you see people occupy themselves with. You know, it's interesting that I've spoken about this in a different show this week. I find it very interesting, like from a psychological perspective, about how on social media people are so preoccupied with different inane details, like stupid details. I mentioned this in, I don't remember which I mentioned this in, but I was with someone who showed me a picture that his friend was eating dinner at a restaurant, and the Shmendrik took a picture of his steak and he posted it on his Instagram. You tippish. What are you doing? What are you doing? Eat your steak and get out of there and go do something productive with your life. You're sitting there snapping pictures of a dead cow on your plate and you're posting it, and like somehow people... Now, the fact that the guy is a tippish and he did it, that's sad. The fact that he's got a whole bunch of followers, right? Look at this. Really? You have no life? Mamish, you have nothing to do? You did all Taryag Mitzvahs. You learned through Shas, Babli, Yerushalmi, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah. You did everything that you have time to look at someone else's steak? But understand, the tragedy in it is, what I've done is, we all eat. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with liking to eat. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying your food. And there's nothing wrong with taking pleasure in a good steak. Sudden David was giving me eyes over there, right? There's nothing wrong with a good steak, right? It's absolutely okay. But I will say, but I have to keep it in perspective. Is this my pursuit? Once you're snapping pictures of it and you're posting it wherever you're posting it, then I will say, already again, this is no longer just about eating. This is about behemius, right? This is a little bit more carnal. This is a little bit more animalistic in nature. And so says the Rebbe, so much of life is this incredible struggle. There are certain animal-like things that I have to do, but I have to try to refine them. Says the Rebbe, that's the essence of the karbon. I go ahead and I place the animal on the mizbeach as if to say, I don't want to be a behemoth. I want to be an adam. I don't want to be what the Rebbe calls a chai. I want to be a medaber. I don't want to be the behemoth. I want to be the Adam. And the Rebbe does something amazing. And Abbas say, this is really the kunz of this incredible idea. He says, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Abbas say, you don't have the entire pasuk on your sheet. I apologize. But the way the pasuk reads is as follows. The pasuk reads, just see, hear this. Dabar al b'nei, son of Amarta Aleim, Adam, kiyakriv miken karban la'ashem. So again, the way we translate it is, Adam, if a person will offer from you a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon takribas karban chem. Rabbi Nachman says you have to read the pasuk a bit differently. So this, in general, is one of the most beautiful aspects in Hasidic literature, the ability to kind of move around the punctuation a little bit, and in doing so, recognizing the incredible, profound, and nuanced messages. The Rebbe reads the pasuk like this: Dabar al b'nei sof amarta alehem, Adam, do you want to be an Adam? Do you want to be an Adam, or do you want to be a behema? It's a choice Rabbi says each of us have to make. I want to be an Adam. How do you become an Adam? Kiyakriv mikem karban la'ashem. You have to give something up. What do you have to give up in order to be an Adam? Min ha-behema. You have to be willing to give up your behemios. You have to be willing to give up the animalistic aspects of your persona. Min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon. Ultimately, again, I will say, you know, some of us are big animals like bakar, right? Some of us are smaller animals like tzon. Some of us are more steeped in behemios. Others are less steeped in behemius, But most of us struggle with some level of animalistic desires and wants. And I will say, some of them, I could just go ahead and totally obliterate. Others, I have to channel. But says Rebbe, that's the message. It's an incredible way to read the Pasuk. Darbrel v'nesav amarta aleim. Adam, it's a choice you have to make. Do you want to be an Adam? If so, you have to live by this mantra. Ki yakrev mikem karban la'ashem min ha-behema min ha-bakar min ha-tzon takrivas karban chem. Are you willing to give up your behemios? And if you're willing to give up your behemios, then you could be an Adam. But if you're too interested in remaining steeped in the behemios of life, if I'm going to remain just steeped just in the mundane, fleeting things which I share in common with the animal kingdom, then I'll be a behema, I'll be ultimately a chai, but I'll never be a medaber, I'll never be an Adam. That's what the Rebbe is teaching us. The word Adam is a statement. If you want to be an Adam, then it's ki yakrev miken karban la'Hashem. But the Rebbe then goes on.
It's also, if it's the Adam, right? It's also a reason why it's Adam and not Ish in that case, because there's a discussion on that, right? So the Adam is still not the level of the Ish.
100%.
So if you want to be above the behemoth, you get to the Adam.
100%. Excellent, 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 right? There's, meaning, right, even Adam itself, I would take that even a step further. The word Adam, Bashandav has a beautiful piece on this, where he says Adam could mean one of two things. Adam could come from Lashon Adama, earth, or if you come from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Adame Lekel Elyon. Right? I resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you want to be? And by the way, the letters are the same. It's Aleph, Dalet, Mem, He. It just depends on how you vocalize it. Adama or Adame. Adama, I'm earth. Adame, I resemble. So you're 100% right. Meaning, it will say it's all a question of what you want to be. And what the Rebbe is ultimately saying over here is that's what Baruch was telling us. You have the capacity to be something great, but you have to decide that you want it. So Adam, if you want to be an Adam, here is the simple blueprint for success in life. But I will say, although the Rebbe's words are quite simple, what the Rebbe is describing is really something quite complex. The notion of going ahead and giving up your behemios, the notion of sacrificing your behemios, the notion of putting your inner behema on the altar and kind of purging yourself of those animalistic wants, desires, and proclivities, it's easy to read about, right? It's easy to learn about. It's much more difficult to practice. So the Rebbe advances another piece. Mostly if you turn the page over. So the next section... These psukim don't follow each other, but this is in the beginning of Parak Beis, the beginning of second chapter, in Vayikra. So the pasuk over here discusses the Karban Mincha. And the Torah says by the Karban Mincha, V'nefesh ki sakriv Karban Mincha la'Hashem, soles yihyeh Karbano. If a person wants to offer up a meal offering, a Karban Mincha, so we'll say, remember again, a Karban under normal circumstances, so a Karban ultimately comes from an animal. In these particular circumstances, if a Mincha, the Karban is not an animal, rather, Karban is a Mincha. It's flour. Flour together with oil, good. Rabbi Nachman says something amazing. Paragraph C. Perish Rashi, lo ne'emar nefesh ela b'mincha. So we'll say Rashi actually makes a very interesting observation. The pasuk says, nefesh ki sakriv karban mincha. If a nefesh, which literally means what? A soul, will offer up a karban mincha. So Rashi HaKadosh points out, why is it that the Torah uses the lashon of a soul by mincha, yet again, as Israel pointed out, it uses the lashon of Adam, ultimately, again, earlier on, right? Why don't you use the same lashon? Either use nefesh everywhere, or adam everywhere. Nefesh, of course, is a much holier word to use for man. So why does he use nefesh by mincha? So the Rebbe says something amazing. Perish Rashi, lo ne'emar nefesh, ela b'mincha. It only says nefesh by mincha. Mi darko lahakriv mincha. Because it will say, who brings a karban mincha? Ani. Remember again, who brings a karban mincha? We'll say only someone who can't afford an animal. Right? If you could afford it, you normally bring an animal offering. If you're poor and you can't, that's when you bring the karban mincha. So the Rebbe says, Ma'ale ani anov, kilu hikriv nafsho. So the Shbaruch Hu realizes the ani is impoverished. All he has is the ability to bring the meal offering. That's all he has the ability to do. And he musters up all of his resources and he brings the meal offering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you do that for me, that is so precious, that is so dear to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nefesh ki sakriv karban mincha. That to me, when you give me that meal offering, it's as if what? It's as if you've dedicated to me, it's as if you've offered up to me your very soul. Shabbos say, just to give you the simple mashal of this, it's this thing, we've spoken about this many times. You know, when someone you love does something for you, right? Your child makes a project for you, and brings it home. Right? And of course, everyone says, oh, it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful. And in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, how long do I have to hold on to this until I throw it out? Right? I mean, what's the shelf life of this project over here until I have to? And we'll say, but yet again, you can't bring yourself to do anything with it. Why? Because your child put their heart and their soul. They can't produce, that child at that young age can't produce anything more refined. And in fact, in the coloring outside of the lines and the uneven cuts, there is, you see the nefesh, you see the soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani, I know, you know, pauper, I know how much you want to bring a carbon, but you can't. You can't afford it. So the most you could do is you could go ahead and you could bring me this meal offering. I appreciate that just as much as if you gave me your soul in its entirety. That's the lashon of nefesh. Zebichinas ratzon v'shtokikos chazak b'mesiras nefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. You know, I will say, it's an interesting thing that you see this theme many times throughout the Torah. How Kadosh Baruch Hu realizes that sometimes the way it works is, obviously, I guess it's kind of intuitive. The more you have, the easier it is to give. And sometimes the more you have, the easier it is to give, the less meaning you even attach to those acts of giving. Masha'inkein, the less you have, if you force yourself to give, although the item might have less intrinsic value, there is so much more emotional value attached to it. You know where we see this? This is the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, where the Mishnah says that the rich people would bring their Bikurim in the gold baskets, the paupers would bring them in reed baskets. And amazingly enough, the Kohanim would give back the gold baskets to the owners, and they would keep the reed baskets. So the Mishnah says, what's going on? Mishnah says, what's going on over here? Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I love those reed baskets. Because the truth is, for the Asher, a gold basket, it's beautiful, it's incredible. He's got five more at home. It's not such a big deal. And even if he has no more left at home, he's got plenty of money. The Ani, who knows what he had to do in order to fashion that reed basket. There's a beauty in that. Sometimes I will say again, when the person doesn't have and they push themselves to give, that gift represents what the Rebbe calls Bechinas Ratzon V'Shtokekus Chazak B'Mesiras Nefesh. There's an incredible yearning, an incredible self-sacrifice. Paragraph D. Ki kol ha-karbanos shal behemos v'alfos, shesom chenan enim shok tenosan. Because we'll say in general, it comes to other karbanos, made up of animals and birds. Yidu smicha on them, yishecht it. Ze bechinas zvichas hayetzer kamuva. So we'll say, remember again, and this links back to what we just said before. What are you doing when you offer up a karban? Right? What is it that you're doing? What's the process? So the process ultimately is I'm taking my animalistic tendencies, my yetzahara, and saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is not who I want to be. This is I'm putting it on the altar. I'm taking it out of my life and I'm putting it on the mizbeach, and it's going to go up in smoke to the heavens. I don't want this anymore. So the offering of a karban, posits Rabbi Nachman, is essentially a removal of your yetzahara, a removal of the evil inclination or aspects of it, a removal of your behemius. So the Rebbe says, listen to this. But interestingly enough, so what happens with a regular carbon? I take the animal, which represents my behemius, which represents, again, the animalistic wants and desires, represents the yitzhar. What do I do? What do I do with it? I slaughter it. And the statement I'm making is, this is not the person I want to be. This is not the person I want to be. I don't want to be defined by these animalistic tendencies and desires. But when it comes to the carbon mincha, the meal offering of the pauper, there's no shechita, right? There is no shechita, of course, that takes place. V'hi bechinas karban ani. Ein ani elamin adas. So the Rebbe says sometimes when we talk about an ani, we often assume that it's referring to a pauper, a financial pauper. But the truth is, who's the greatest pauper? An ani min adas. One who doesn't have intellect or understanding. Paragraph E. Hainu mishu ani b'ma'asim tovim. V'ein bodas lizboach es yitzro legamrei. The afal pikein who wrote salahakriv karban lahashem. But say, get ready for this. Says Rabbi Nachman, and this is incredibly amazing. Who is the ani in this sacrificial context? The ani is the person, right? How do we define the ani? He's the guy who can't bring the animal offering. But what does it mean he can't bring the animal offering? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, but I just can't get rid of my inner animal. I can't do it. For whatever the reason, I'm too attached to it. I'm scared. It's too many lifestyle changes. Whatever it is, I know what I have to do. I know that I should be bringing the karban from the bakar and the tzon. I just simply can't do it. So is there a place for me? I'm not yet up to bringing animal offerings, animal sacrifices. But the shaila is there a place for me to go ahead and be able to do something to connect with you? So listen to this. Va'afal pi kein, who wrote to lahakriv karban l'Hashem, I will say, but the ani, then they say, Kosh Baruch Hu, I can't bring an animal offering. I'm not ready to offer up my behemius. I'm not ready to go ahead and part ways with my inner animal. I'm not ready to shecht my yitzhara. But I'd like to do something. I'd like to come close to you in some way. So let's listen to this. Nasna la'atara itza, shiyakriv es nafsho hainu ritzono. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, it's okay. I have an opportunity for you. Shezeu, what's the opportunity for you? The karban mincha. Shezel bechinas karban mincha shenemar ba nefesh shehi karban ani she'im ba shum shchita v'yafa pikein paragraph F hi yikari hi ma'od be'enei Hashem Yisbarach me'achar sheretzono chazak kol kach la'Hashem Yisbarach ad shegam hu ba'an yuso hagedola eino monea es atzom yela hakriv karban Hashem. Bosei, get ready for this. This is going to blow you away. Says the Rebbe. So Bosei, now you begin to see a continuum. We spoke about the carbon of the bakar and the son, the carbon of the behemoth. But as I say, you know what? I'm not on that level. I can't sacrifice my inner animal. I just can't. For whatever the reason, what's my place? So Chazal Shparach Hu says, bring a carbon mincha. Rabbi says, what does the carbon mincha represent? So remember again, the Torah, when describing the carbon mincha, calls it nefesh ki sakriv. Why? Because what does the Chazal Shparach Hu see when the ani brings the mincha? What does the Chazal Shparach Hu see? What does he see? He sees a yearning. The ani would bring more if what? If he had more. Right? If he could, he would. This is what I got, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you, the Bochin Levavos, you who sees in my heart, knows this is what I'm bringing because this is my financial circumstance. But if I had more, I absolutely would bring more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your desire to be more, even if you're not yet more, is so incredibly meaningful to me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as Rabbi says, sometimes in life, I just can't get my act together. But if I want to get my act together, if I yearn to get my act together, that counts for something in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi says, if we bring this all together, it turns out that we have these incredible bookends of karbanos. On one hand, Adam kiyakriv miken karban lasha. Rabbi says, if I want to be an Adam, there's only one path to becoming an Adam. And not Adam from Adama, but Adam from Adameh. And I will say, how do I get there? Ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem min ha'bakar min ha'tzom takribos karban chan. Min ha'behema. I have to figure out, what are the things that are making me more animalistic in my life? What are the things, ultimately, again, which are depriving me from my humanity? And how do I offload them? How do I excise them? How do I get rid of them? Rabbi said, the way to become an Adam, ultimately, again, is by getting rid of your inner behemoth. But what happens if I'm not on that level? What happens if I just can't get there yet? So what does the Pasuk say if you can't get there yet? V'nefesh ki sakriv karban mincha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just like when the ani brings his meal offering, it's so meaningful to me. Why? Because it's what he can do. It's the best he can do in the circumstances he has. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I see his yearning. I will say, if you can't get your act together in life, the next best thing is wanting to get your act together in life. And I will say, all kidding aside, in the eyes of it, this is how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. If you can't get it right, at least have a desire to get it right. And if that desire, says Rabbi Nachman, that's the Karban Mincha. And the Karban Mincha, again, just like the Mincha itself, Rabbi Osai, is objectively inexpensive and cheap. But yet the Torah calls it the Nefesh because he sees the desire of the Ani. So to Rabbi Osai, even in those moments of life where I can't go ahead and put my behema on the Mizbeach, I can't excise my behemius, I can still bring my Karban Mincha. The Karmicha says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I've got a lot of work to do. I know that I'm not there yet, but you see that I'm yearning. You see what I want. And although I'm not acting on those wants just yet, but at the end of the day, at least that wanting, that desire, counts for something. Halavai, we should be zochem yaretz Hashem, to be able to bring our karbon min ha-behema. We should be zochem yaretz Hashem, to become an Adam. In order to do that, ki yakriv min ha-behema. But until we get it all together and able to offer up the behema on the Mizbeach, We should be zochem Eretz Hashem to demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what our real ratzon is, what we really want, what we really desire, even if I'm not living, even if my life doesn't reflect those aspirations. Until we can bring the carbon from the behemoth, we should at least be zochem Eretz Hashem to bring our personal carbon. Shkoyah. Say Merit. Yonah Shkoyah, thank you.